You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We got a bunch of callers on hold, so I'm just going to go ahead and go to them. Everything's good here in Birmingham. We are still doing the social distancing thing. I was at Trader Joe's yesterday. Tim drove me over and waited in the car. And I went and stood in line. They were only letting 35 people in the store. But everybody is so kind. I thank everybody that I see who's working, and they seem to appreciate that. And, just keep going. And I think it's going to come to an end here before long. I think in the next month, I believe, we will be starting to get back to normal, if not before. So let's go ahead and go to the phones and see who we have first. I believe our first caller is Kara. Hi, Kara.
Hi, Julie. I am calling from just outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
Terrific. Well, good for you. I didn't even have to ask you. How about that? That was good, girl. Yeah, wonderful. How are you doing? How is Maryland? Yeah, I haven't been hearing that much about Maryland on the news.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's not too bad here, honestly.
Wonderful. And you guys are doing okay? Are you working or are you staying at home?
Yep. No, I'm actually a stay-at-home mom. I'm calling about my daughter, actually. I am used to being home often, but my husband is also home right now, so that's been interesting for us.
I bet. Is he behaving? Yeah. I'm not worried about your daughter.
Yeah.
The husband, you got to worry about.
It's been good.
Okay. Well, what's going on with your daughter?
Her right eye. She wakes up every morning with like crust and things in it, and when we're outside, it constantly waters, and it just is sometimes a little puffy. Her pediatrician said that she thinks it's a clogged tear duct. And I just was wondering if you could take a look at it and see if you see that, or if you can just tell me anything I can do to help it. She's 4 months old, and it's been like this since birth. Mm-hmm. And the pediatrician said maybe, to wait until she's a year. But I just wanted to know if there's anything I can do in the meantime to help it.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Sydney.
Sydney. Cute. All right. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to you and then from you to Sydney. And I'm going to ask her permission, even though she's a baby. If she gives me her permission, I'll scan her. If she doesn't, I won't. I can, but I won't, because it's an ethical thing. And I believe it's an invasion of privacy, even with babies. So what we'll do is we can talk to her, though. And I don't have a problem doing that, Kara, because I believe somebody's spirit isn't going to tell us something they don't want us to know. So I don't worry too much about it. Talking to spirits. And sometimes when that happens, they'll let us in then after they see that, I'm really not dangerous and I'm pretty nice and, that kind of stuff. So what I do is I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And when we're attached to a body, Kara, we vibrate more slowly, simply because the body has mass. And I learned how to do this. This is what I teach in my class. I have a new class starting on Saturday. I'm so excited. 12 new people have signed up for the class for this round. And it will be life-altering and fun for them. So raise my vibrational level. Here comes my laser beam from Birmingham, Alabama, where I am. and it's hooking into you in Baltimore. Okay, got the princess, Miss Sydney. I'm talking to your mom. Is it okay if I scan your eyes? Sure. There you go. How about that? That's good. Little children a lot of times will say no. Kara, uh-huh. It's hysterical. It's so funny.
That is funny.
I know. All right. Right eye, tear duct. Yeah. Yeah, it is clogged. Okay. So what I'm watching happen is I'm watching it get unclogged from inside her tear duct up. It's got, it looks like Sandman stuff. When you were little, did your mom talk about the Sandman, you know, left sand in your eyes, or am I dating myself?
I do know what you're talking about, yes.
All right, okay. That's what it looks like. It just looks like Sandman stuff in there. So I've got a little device. It looks like imagine a metal toothpick of all things, and it's going in, and it's turning very fast, and it's just tunneling up from the inside of that tear duct. Easy for me to say, and cleaning that out, and now it's being irrigated again from the inside out. I expected it to go from the outside in, but it's coming from the inside out. Yeah, which is so. What did the doctor say? Do they go in and they just open it up when she's a year?
Yeah, it could just if it's not gone by a year, they would just do a minor surgery just to open it up, and it would be fine. Yeah.
I don't think she's gonna need it. I think she's going to be fine on her own.
Okay, that would be great.
I really do. All right. Well,
okay,
enjoy
thank
her
you so much.
Before long, she'll be driving.
Yeah.
You're going to turn around and she's going to be driving.
I know.
Can I borrow
it? It already
car?
Feels that way.
I know. All right. Yeah. Well, enjoy
right,
her.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling. Take
all right.
care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it is Miss Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Oh,
are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, you got me. Yay.
I got you. How are you?
That's great. I'm wonderful. I had a very good reading with you. That was awesome.
Oh, terrific. Please tell everybody where you're calling in from.
Flagstaff, Arizona. It is gorgeous here.
I bet.
We still have snow on the peaks. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but you don't have to be cold or deal with it when it's just on the peaks. You get to enjoy it just by looking at it, right?
Exactly. It's beautiful. And I'm finding the silver linings. There's so many good things happening, and I think humanity is going to be evolving. You know, we can't go back to the way things were.
I agree. There's so much good that's unfolding and everywhere you look. And people, do you find, Lindsay, that people are just really nice when you go in the stores and they're smiling at each other?
And they're holding, one of our grocery stores has X's for 6 feet difference. So people are standing on the little X's, you know, but talking.
Yeah.
And they're very kind. And I'm getting my food delivered instead of going into the stores, and it's worked out beautifully.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Terrific. Well, you got a question for me?
Yeah, well, on the surface, I've been very calm through the whole thing because I don't watch the news. So maybe I've got my head in the sand, but I'm in kind of bliss because, you know, I'm feeling okay. But my blood pressure keeps spiking, especially in the afternoon. Even though we've tweaked the meds, I've worked with my doctor. Is there anything you can do to help normalize my blood pressure?
Yeah. I'm connected to you already while you were talking. So let me see. What I'm doing is I'm just pushing it down. It looks like a soundboard, you know, where that has those column charts. And have you ever seen a soundboard maybe at a concert or seen one in a movie, and those different columns are different sizes? They go up and down. So I'm watching them all get leveled. When we did our private appointment, did we talk about the Zona Plus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I did look it up. It seems kind of like 12 minutes a day squeezing on this thing. It's like, I don't know if I could commit to that.
You know? It's not 12 minutes a day. It's like 2 minutes a day. No. And what we're talking about, everybody, if you're interested, is it's called the Zona, Z as in zebra, O-N-A. If you go to zona.com, you'll see it. And it's a device that looks like a video game controller. And if you squeeze on it, it can help regulate your blood pressure. It was developed, I may have told you this, Lindsay, it was developed from fighter pilots. What they found mm-hmm. with fighter pilots, when they went mock, they were taught to hold on to the joystick in the cockpit and squeeze it really hard to pull the G-forces, and they found that it lowered their blood pressure, those pilots that had high blood pressure. I don't know how any fighter pilot wouldn't have high blood pressure. I mean, really.
No kidding.
Talk about adrenaline. But I'm getting that again. If you give that a try, I have several clients that have used it, and they've gone off their blood pressure medicine in pretty short order, and it's controlled.
Wow.
So I think it's worth another look.
Right, and do you know what the cause is? What might it be?
What they've found with the Zona is that it regulates the vascular system. It's not so much coming from food and things like that that we mm-hmm. have been taught and put on medicines for. A lot of people have that it has to do with the dilation and constriction of the blood vessels. And what mm-hmm. this Zona does is it helps condition those so that it doesn't cause a problem.
I see.
That's what
I'm getting. Well, I'll give it another look. Yeah.
Give it another look and see what you think.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Okay. Blessings to you, Julie. Thank you.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Miss LaShonda next. Hi, LaShonda.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
Hello. I'm okay. Well, I think I'm okay. I'm calling from West Palm Beach.
Yes, and I know it's beautiful there.
Yes, it is. It is. It's been hot, although we were expecting a cool front. It's a little cool right now because we got a little bit of rain, so mm-hmm. it's not cold, but, I mean, it did cool off where it's noticeable because the last couple of days we were in the 90s. We broke a record yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. But, yes. Yeah.
You got a question for me?
I do, and I'll try to make it brief, but I have a few contributory factors that are involved. I've been living in a state of anxiety, I guess, for the past 2 weeks. And part mm-hmm. of that is because my husband's a truck driver, and he's come home from being over the road, and the company he worked for is stationed in New Jersey, and, you know, they have the second largest case number of, you know, people who've been exposed, and he's been everywhere. And I know my husband didn't take the best precautions, and even at home, I still think his behavior is, you know, I don't think he pays close attention, because every couple of days, he's heading out to the store to buy a gallon of milk and a packet of cigarettes. Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to kick that habit. Mm-hmm. So because of that addiction, he has to go. So every couple days, he's out with milk and cigarettes, and mm-hmm. he's not wearing a mask, and he's not wearing gloves or whatever. And I'm always freaking out, notwithstanding. I'm still nervous about, you know, what he could have possibly brought with him. And I had a doctor's appointment last week, just, you know, for follow-up lab work, and they turned me away because after asking their questions, they wanted to know, had I been out of the state, not the country, but the state, or had I been around anyone who had, and of course, had to tell the truth, and it was my husband, and they sent me away to come back, you know, when it would be, I guess, 14 days after, you know, mm-hmm. he had been back. So long story short, I had an opportunity to go back today, and they asked all those questions again, and I was able to say no to everything. I did have on a mask and gloves myself. But afterwards, I still feel some kind of way because I've always had issues with my throat off and on, and I didn't have any pain, or I don't have a cough, I don't have a fever, but I always wonder, is there something going on? I'm not putting people at risk by being exposed to my spouse, who, I don't know, just could you check, please?
Yeah. My throat
and my chest. I'd hate to think that I put people at risk. I do have another follow-up appointment. Depending on how this goes, I may have to go back in for that IV, those 5-hour treatments, and I'm nervous.
I think you look just fine with me, girl. You look great. You look fine to me. Really good.
Even my throat, it's okay.
I think you look good. So when we feel anxiety, I came up with this new acronym, and the acronym, LaShonda, is MSU, making stuff up. You can substitute stuff for another word if you'd like, but making stuff up, all right? And you know my 2-minute rule, when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling upset or you're mad or you're whatever, and you ask yourself, is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes? If it is, change the conditions. Get out of the road before that truck runs you over and kills you. If it isn't, then we're in MSU. We're making stuff up. So, you know, and that's how we can differentiate between a rational fear, which is something that's going to kill you, and an irrational fear. And guess what? Less than 1% of fears are really rational. But we're hardwired for fear because we're descended from the cave people. We're looking for that saber-toothed tiger around the corner that's going to come get us. So you're good. You're golden. You keep doing what you're doing. Just give your husband, just tell him, wash his hands. He probably has been exposed to God only knows what as a truck driver. His immune system's probably better than anybody else's, because of what he's, you know, exposed to normally. So stay in Switzerland, stay neutral. Remember the 2-minute rule. Remember, if it's not going to kill you in 2 minutes, you're in MSU land. You're making stuff up. I think you look good.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Compliment.
See, I got you to laugh, and that helps relieve anxiety faster than anything, right? Right. Okay.
You did.
Thanks for calling. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Oh, I love that. MSU. All right. Hi, Miss Linda. Hi, Linda.
Oh, sorry about that. I was writing down what the MSU meant. I love
some people
that.
Some people think it's Michigan State, Mississippi State, Montana State. You can substitute that S for any word you'd like, but, you know, on the radio I need to say making stuff up, right?
I love it.
Yeah. How are you?
Well, I am doing wonderful. I was going to say, I have learned about reincarnation and everything, and I believe that I'm 70-some years old, and I'm towards my end of my life, and I'm going to make it the best thing I can, so when I transition to another life, I am going to have even a better life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I am from Columbia, South Carolina, mm-hmm. and I'm calling about Buddy. You had helped me last year on Buddy, and everything that you said was right on, and because when I finally had to take him to the vets for something, I mentioned something about how is this or that, and it was perfect, everything you said. So now I'm concerned about Buddy, that he's had 3 episodes. They're called syncope, where he just collapses. And the last one, he was actually at the vet's office about 3 weeks ago, and he almost died. And right away she did x-rays, blood work, everything looked perfect. But sometimes these, you know, dogs have things, from what she said, like this, unless I really wanted to do more testing. And he's over 10 years old, so I'm not going to. But I'm scared to do anything now. And the vet said it was okay to take his Provecto pill for the fleas and everything, and also to go to the groomers. But I'm kind of scared. Can you kind of look at him and just see if I should be concerned?
Sure. Linda, tell everybody what kind of dog Buddy is, please.
He is between, they think, a Lhasa Apso and a Shih Tzu.
He's a poo-poo dog, everybody.
He's a poo-poo, yeah.
He's a poo-poo dog. All right. Okay, Buddy. So I've connected to you, Linda, and from you to Buddy. All right, Buddy, what's up with the fainting? Do you think you're a goat? Have you seen those goats, Linda, that bait on command?
Oh, that's right. They do, don't they?
They're hilarious. Yeah, there's one that's, they've got some in a farm, I don't know, about an hour from here. And Tim and I were driving one day. We were driving around. We saw them. It was so funny. Oh, my gosh. Wow. People got out of the car to look at them, and they just fell over.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
And do they stay there for a while?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like possum. They're playing like they're dead, and then people just kind of went away, and then they got up. It was really funny. All right, so what I'm getting is he's got some kind of a vascular thing going on. I'm watching his vascular system. On a human, it would be carotid arteries going up into the brain, you know, on either side of the neck. I'm watching him get roto-rooted. And it looks like a little tiny corkscrew that's spinning really fast, Linda. And it's just clearing those out, and then I'm watching him. The one on the right's worse than the one on the left. So you're concerned about taking him to the groomer. Is the groomer even open now? Can you take him to the groomer?
Yeah, actually, they were really surprised, but they are working very closely with DHEC. And what they do is they actually come to the car, get the dog out of the car, and then there's only two of them there, and they put him right in the bath and groom it. And then when you pick him up, they put him in the car. And DHEC said it was okay because I was really surprised.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I'm
my...
taking to beautify him. It's just that his hair is so long and it gets matted. If I wash him, it'll be really bad.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law Mallory, you've heard me talk about Dr. Mal. She's a vet in L.A. and that's what they're doing there. They're bringing the dogs and cats to the door and pets, whatever. She had a bunny a couple days ago, and she's so funny, Linda, because she says, "Yeah, I examine the pet, and then I talk to their human while they wait in the car." The owner's the human.
I love it.
It's just so funny.
And she's beautiful woman. I saw her pictures
darling.
On Facebook.
Yeah, she's darling. She's a good girl. Smart. All right. He looks fine to me. We've roto-rooted his vascular system. Is he okay to take to the groomer? Yes. Is he okay to take for walks? Yeah. Yeah,
and to give him the medicine and everything, he shouldn't have a.
I think he's fine. I think he's
thank
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bless you. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it is Lisa. Gosh, we got all these L's. Lindsay, LaShonda, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Julie. Hi. I'm calling from just north of Minneapolis. How are you?
Good, thanks. This is like the L name club tonight.
Yeah, I had a feeling I was going to be next on the call, too, when you were listing all the L's. So.
Uh-huh, fine.
Yeah.
Well, good. What's going on with you?
Two things. The first I want to add on, I think it was about 3 weeks ago I called in, and you had recommended Zona. And I don't have high blood pressure, but I have been doing the Zona, and my husband has been doing the Zona. In addition to a couple of some dietary changes, his blood pressure is coming down. So I do recommend that Zona. I think that is a very important part of getting that under control. So just want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. Does it take you 12 minutes, isn't it? Like you hold it for a couple
actually,
of minutes on each hand?
Actually, your caller was right.
Is she? Okay.
It's kind of like you do 2 minutes on one hand, you take a minute break or something like that, and then it's like 2 minutes on the other hand. So you do have to alternate, but really it's no big deal. You sit in front of the TV set, and it's like we all are doing that kind of thing anyway. So it's just really a matter of just having it right there and just do it. So for me, it's not a big deal. So
yeah, so Lindsay... hopefully you're still listening. I see you're still on. I mean, seriously, 12 minutes a day out of 24 hours? Come on.
And my husband's blood pressure was at like the 150s over something, and he tested it. I know they say it can take up to a month before you start seeing results. And, of course, I just want to say he is making some dietary changes at the same time, increasing activity. One night he got it. It was at like 135 over 80, and it is starting to come down, and I recommend it. I absolutely love the theory behind it and the science behind it. So anyways,
do you know about Dr. Weil from the University of Arizona in Tucson? He has this breathing called 478. I got it backwards. And you breathe in to a count of four. You hold it for a count of seven, and then you breathe out through your mouth for a count of eight. And you do that four times in a row, or when you work up to it, you can do it eight times in a row.
Okay.
And it supposedly really helps blood pressure too. So, Lindsay, I forgot that, but we may have talked about that when we did our private session. So 4, 7, 8 breathing. In through your nose, four, for a count of four. Hold it for seven, and breathe out through your mouth for a count of eight. So you may want to try that too.
I know. I'm going to pass it along to my husband. You know, I just watched Suzanne Giesman talk about the breathing technique and exhaling longer than the inhale, and it has something to do with the vagus nerve. So I bet you that technique you're talking about. So I'll pass that along to him, too. I'm sure he'll do that. So, anyway, it's my two cents about the zone. I just wanted to tap that in there. But
thanks.
My question, especially this week, this has been happening more than, I mean, this has been happening since before the coronavirus. I don't think it's necessarily related. I feel like every single molecule, especially this week in my body, is literally buzzing and vibrating. I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was just, and it's not painful or anything like that. And sometimes I'll feel it in my lips. And it's just everywhere. And so, just as a side note, I did get my biome test results back last night, so I will be looking at all that stuff. But this feels more to me than just food. Can you tune into me and just see what you're sensing or feeling about that?
Did they release 5G up there yet?
They may have.
Check that. That's what I got first thing when you started talking about it. That it has to do with the 5G. So what you can do, Lisa, is, and I know you guys have had snow up there recently, so when the weather's decent, you can put your bare feet in grass or on cement or in dirt, on dirt, to ground yourself. Okay. Do you have a basement with a cement floor, or do you have a garage with a cement floor?
I do, and actually, I can't, there's barely any snow on the ground anymore, so that's not really a problem. So this feels
so
like it's 5G related then?
I'm getting you need to ground.
Okay.
And the first thing that came in was the 5G, and some people are super sensitive to it. As a matter of fact, there are some cities that the population asked for the 5G rollout to be postponed during the pandemic, and they have postponed it because apparently there's all kinds of other issues with it, a lot of people think. So I get it's 5G related. It would be interesting to see if they've rolled it out. My guess is they probably have.
I have a feeling they did because there's a little weird symbol on my phone that popped up a couple weeks ago. So, okay.
So ground, and there, and you can go to earthing.com if you Google it, just go, or just, you know, in your browser or whatever, just go to earthing.com, and there are devices that you can buy, like you can put them in your bed at night and stuff like that, but the easiest thing is just to put your feet on cement, dirt, stone, or grass, or sand, like walking on the beach. Don't put it on asphalt, because it's got to be a natural substance. Man-made doesn't work. You know, cement's made out of sand and rock and stuff like that. So cement works. And in the winter, I tell people, well, it's cold, go stand barefoot in your basement on the cement floor, or stand in your garage on the cement floor.
If there's tile on the basement floor, is that okay, or does it have, or is that considered not a natural substance?
I'm getting a no on the tile.
No.
Do you have any parts of your basement at all that just have cement in them?
Yes, actually, there is a little section that I just thought about. So
there you go. Okay.
Perfect. All right. Thank you,
thanks,
Julie.
For calling.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Take care.
Thank you. Okay.
You
bye.
Bet. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Margaret next. Hi, Margaret.
Hello. I just had to take you off the speakerphone.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing things that I keep meaning to do, and I finally am doing them. So that's kind of a
good girl.
Cool thing.
Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Margie, and I am from Indiana.
All right, Miss Margie. Got a question for me?
Yes, I do. And I don't know Well, let's see. About a little over a month ago, I had gone to Arizona to go visit my brother for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. About a week before then, I was having, like, pain all over. I mean, my shoulders hurt, my side hurt, my back hurt, my sides of my neck were hurting. It was like my adenoids were, is it my adenoids? The lymph nodes were, mm-hmm. like, swollen, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And it went away. And then I think while I was down there, I don't think it did it at all. And then when I came back, it just did it, like, lightly. Like, my shoulders hurt or my chest hurt or my, you know, so. And it was really weird because it didn't continue doing it. It just kind of all hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of went away, and I was like, what the heck was that?
Hmm.
Any ideas?
Excuse me, I'm getting all... Excuse me, you're getting me all choked up. Are you feeling well now?
Mm-hmm.
I think you had a little viral thing going on. I don't think you had COVID, but I think you had a little virus.
Okay, I just wondered because it was like...
Yeah.
It almost felt like it was the flu kind of thing, mm-hmm. because just,
yeah,
I never...
That's what I'm getting. It was like a flu virus. But not COVID, but just a regular, generic, run-of-the-mill flu virus is what I'm getting.
Okay, that's what, because I was kind of concerned, like, oh, my gosh, is my heart, because you know how they say with women it's different,
mm-hmm.
than just men?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, I always worry about my heart for some reason. I have no idea why. But
no, it looked viral to me when you were talking. What I was doing was an instant replay of at that point, and viral infection energy, Margie, looks like really thin, watery beef broth. I know that sounds crazy, but it does. And a bacterial infection to me looks like I'll see kind of a hot pink color, almost a fuchsia, but more pink than purple.
Mm-hmm.
And yours looked like it was a viral infection. I think it was just a regular run-of-the-mill, garden variety little virus that your immune system did a good job of fighting.
Okay, I was getting worried. Yeah, because I kind of worry a little bit about getting the COVID. You know, I don't go anywhere really except to the grocery store because I have an ex-mother-in-law who's 91, and I don't want to be the one to do that to her.
Well, did you hear when I was talking to LaShonda earlier about using the 2-minute rule?
Yeah.
And then if it's not going to kill you in 2 minutes, you're making stuff up.
Yeah.
So you got to, you know, realize that it's an irrational fear,
mm-hmm.
and move through it, and then you just keep going, and you're good. I think you look good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes, me too.
Thanks for calling.
That was hurting.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Amy next. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Julie. Thanks for the great show and all the great callers. I have so much fun on these calls.
Oh, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing better, so much better.
Terrific. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
San Diego.
San Diego. And how are all your broken bones? You had several broken bones here.
Oh, my gosh.
You've been healing.
I have healed so well. I cannot
believe.
But my right knee still has it talks to me every time I bend it. I wanted to be so healed, and my shoulder still is not moving 100%, but I have to say, 6 weeks tomorrow, it's a miracle, literally.
Good.
And I'm sure you have added to the quota here.
Mm.
I'm sure.
I hope so.
So I appreciate it, because you sent me some stem cell. But I wanted to ask you, on my right knee and my shoulder, is there any way you could send it more, like complete healing? What my knee is hurting. I want to be bulletproof.
I'm in your right knee right now, Amy, and I'm watching more stem cell energy go in. And stem cell energy, everybody, looks like a light amber-colored gel, and it has sparkles in it, and it's a watery consistency. And so there's a centrifuge that forms on top of it. It's like a vortex. Amy, am I on speaker by any chance?
Yes,
some feedback. Okay. That's better. Thanks.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So imagine a funnel cloud, a vortex that's spinning very fast above your knee. That's generating new tissue and cartilage and bone and all that stuff. This week, it's really focusing on cartilage in there. So you probably tore a bunch of that stuff, too, when you fell, in addition to breaking your leg. So that's working on that. And it's your left shoulder, correct?
Yeah, my left shoulder and arm and wrist and hand.
That's where the energy went, was to the left side. All right, so I'm in your shoulder. And you tore your rotator cuff, too, didn't you?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's working on right now. So imagine if you cut a V into a piece of elastic, and it's still attached, but it's got a V with the open end of the V near the outside of the rotator cuff. So I'm watching that get stitched together, and then there'll be a little stem cell energy on that, so that'll help heal that. I don't remember seeing that before, Amy, but I think we were so focused on the broken bones when you first called with all that was going on with you. Okay, so your shoulder coming down your arm, it's your forearm is where the energy is now. So working on that. That's working on the bone. Do you have a break in your forearm between your wrist and your elbow?
It feels like it in my wrist and my hands, like it's, it's not 100%.
Right. Right. So the bone, there's stem cell energy going. You're going to be like the bionic babe here with all this stem cell energy in you.
I'm so ready.
Working on that. And then the little part of your wrist, the little bone that sticks up, it's working over on that side of your wrist. Okay. And then I just watched your wrist get adjusted. So once you're all healed, go see a chiropractor and get everything lined up.
Exactly. And you are so precise. I'm like, God, how do you do that? That is amazing, because what you're saying is so true.
Right.
And I don't want to hold you up, but just two thoughts, because on high blood pressure, you could do brown paper bag breathing. You can take 6 or 12 breaths into a brown paper bag, and I've done that, and it works really well. And I tape my mouth shut at night when I go to sleep, and that puts you in parasympathetic mode, and it lets you keep breathing in your carbon dioxide. It's amazing when you do that a lot.
How do you tape your mouth shut?
There's a book called Shut Up, and it gives you all the information of why you want to do that. But if you aren't if you're not breathing through your mouth, you're in parasympathetic mode, which is anti-stress, and you regenerate your body in so many ways.
Huh.
And I love that method. And I just have tape and scissors with me, and I tape my mouth shut. And you can buy special bandages and stuff if you want, but you could just use tape.
Tape like tape that you tape gauze on a wound?
Yeah, that kind of tape.
Mm-hmm. Do you do an X over your mouth, or how do you tape it?
I put it over my whole mouth straight, and then I put an X over my mouth. And sometimes my sweat will make it peel off, but I just put another one on, you know, if I wake up and it's off. I don't look for perfection, but I keep doing it. And I notice when you do it, it's just not one night do it and say, it worked, it didn't. You have to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the book Shut Up has a lot of good information in it, why it works. And
that's
it does
right.
All kinds of healing on your body while you're sleeping at night, because you're not in a stress mode. You're anti-stressing your body.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
Well, thanks for the tip. I love the name of the book.
Yeah, I know. Shut up.
Oh, well, you hey, keep
everybody.
Healing, girl. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for all the love, everybody. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome. Be well. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. We do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 533-677-pound. You can find this information a whole bunch of places on my website, AskJulieRyan.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it's on there. It's anywhere you download podcasts. It's in the show notes. It's on social media at AskJulieRyan on Instagram and AskJulieRyan on Facebook. I always post something the day of the show, and it says, hey, remember to call in, and it, with the numbers. And then where else? On my weekly blog, I send out in the body of the email, it's got the call-in numbers. And we're on YouTube and Alexa, too, and it's there as well. So you can find it a plethora of places. While you're on my website, sign up for my blog and also schedule an appointment. And then we'll have a whole hour to discuss whatever you want to talk about. Do you want to do some medical stuff and talk to a deceased loved one and do a past life thing and do something else? As much as we can get done in an hour, we can do. And it's so much fun. We laugh a lot. On those. Even if you're calling about something serious, my analogies, you can tell, are just wild. And we laugh at that, if nothing else. Okay, this week the question came in from Dorothy. And Dorothy lives in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I think they call it Quebec, but I call it Quebec because I'm American. And here's what her question was. Hi, Julie. My best friend Debbie just lost her beloved dog, Chloe, in a tragic accident. Last week, Chloe broke through a barrier my friend had made on her balcony, fell from the 9th floor, and was killed instantly. Debbie found Chloe's little body on the concrete floor in her building and was hysterical. She's completely devastated and feels guilty and ashamed. She'd like a message from Chloe to try and understand the spiritual reason why Chloe decided to exit so tragically. Many thanks, Julie, Dorothy. And here's my response. Hi, Dorothy. So sorry to hear about Chloe. I can only imagine what your friend Debbie's going through. The loss of a pet can feel almost as painful as when a family member or friend passes. For some, the grief may seem more intense simply because a pet provides companionship and unconditional love. In addition, many of us have routines that revolve around our pets. Taking them for walks, letting them outside, feeding and playtimes all help form our daily lives, lives that now need to be reimagined. The American Kennel Club says, quote, just how long grief lasts varies for everyone. For some, bringing a new dog into the home sooner rather than later can help ease the pain. For others, it takes longer to open their hearts and home again. Just remember, it's completely natural to mourn the loss of a dog, and you're never alone in your grief. I think that can apply to any pet, dog, cat, whatever. I went on to say, per your request, I did connect to Chloe's spirit and with the hope of getting some answers for Debbie. Chloe wanted Debbie to know her death was quick, easy, painless, and instant. Just like we humans, animals decide when, how, where, and with whom they are when they die. Chloe also wanted Debbie to know she's around her all the time. She said Debbie thinks she hears her and at times feels her nearby. I'm sure she's thinking she's imagining that, but she's correct. She is there. Chloe's spirit is, in fact, letting Debbie know she's around her. In addition, Chloe said it was a convenient time for her to, quote, go, and now is a good time for Debbie to get and train a puppy. She's probably sequestered like the rest of us, you know, in quarantine. She suggested Debbie consider getting another female dog. I thought that was hilarious. She didn't want a boy dog taking her place. She wanted a girl dog. Lastly, Canada Pet Loss Resources, the American Kennel Club, and an organization called Chances Spot all offer pet loss grief support Debbie may find helpful. Thanks for your question. Hope this information comforts your friend. So, again, they're in Montreal, so I looked up what kind of resources there were in Canada. And they're online, so it doesn't matter. It can be in any country, but I just thought it might make sense if they have a group or something that she could perhaps join or a group online. So thanks, Ms. Dorothy, for your question, and thanks for being such a good friend to Debbie. Okay, let's go back to the phones and see who's next. I believe it's Randall. Hi, Randall.
Julie? Is
hi.
Hi, this is actually Margaret. My husband
Margaret.
Is Randy. How are you?
Good. You're calling in under an alias tonight.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
I didn't know it was under
me. It's so funny. I know. It just shows up on my dashboard that way. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Green Bay, and I had a fabulous reading with you last week.
Yes, we did.
I have had so much energy and creative energy since that reading that I've just kind of been going and going. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a past life question. I have a cousin, Deborah. She's a little younger than I am, and we've always been somewhat psychically connected. Like, she'll know when I'm going to call, or she'll think of me, and I'll call. And we're just really curious if we have gone through time together or what roles we might have had.
Many, many times. Do you want me to do a past life scan real fast and see if we can find one that would be fun?
She gave her permission, so she's really curious. Yes, I am too. Yes, that would be great.
Okay, so how I do this, Margaret, is I envision myself in this endless hallway, and it's narrow, and it has really tall ceilings, like 40 feet tall, and it never ends. And on the walls are 12-inch by 12-inch mirrors, and each mirror represents a different lifetime. So we'll ask a question, and the mirrors that correspond with our question will come out from the wall as if they're on a hydraulic arm. And then I'll say which one pertains the most, and that one will come out the farthest. And then I'll envision walking into it, and I'll be shown a scene, like a little mini movie. But it's fun to see how many mirrors come out from the wall when we ask the question.
Yeah.
So the question is what? Excuse me.
How have we been connected in past lives?
Okay, let's be more specific.
Yeah.
How about something like, have we been siblings? You want to do slip siblings or?
That's actually a question I wondered, yes.
Okay, have Margaret and her cousin Deborah been sibling in past lives? Okay, so there's a whole bunch of mirrors that have come out. Show me the one that pertains the most to the connection they feel in this lifetime. Okay, it's way the heck down the hallway. Excuse me, I don't know why I got this tickle in my throat all of a sudden. So, funny enough, I see myself jogging down this hallway. You know, I laugh, Margaret. I say, I'm not that creative. I can't make all this stuff up. It's just too hilarious. All right, so I'm jogging down this hallway. It's way down on the left. Okay, I'm coming into it. Okay, it's 1194.
Wow.
1194, which is interesting because usually past lives that show up that really, you know, pertain to something somebody's going through in this life usually has a 7 in it, but this doesn't really have an effect on your life. It's just interesting. Okay. Stockholm. Yeah. You were both boys.
Okay.
You were both boys. You were the older one.
Oh,
you were the older brother. And you worked in, it looks like a shoe shop to me.
Okay.
It looks like you're making shoes. You look like cobblers. You look like you work for a cobbler. I get it's your family business. Are you real into shoes?
I have a lot of shoes.
Yeah. How about your cousin?
Yeah, she's probably even more into shoes than I am.
There you go. There you go. That's where she
How
got her shoe fetish. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Past lives are really fun. When we have time to go into it, we can get dates and times and stuff that we can corroborate online with historic documents. It's really fun. One time I was doing a past life on a CEO of a publicly traded company, and I got that he had been an admiral in the British Navy in the late 1700s, and there was some big battle he was responsible for that they won, and he was head of the Atlantic Fleet and all this stuff. Anyways, we got his name. We corroborated everything online. It was so wild.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything we got. Yeah. So when we have more time, we'll get more information. But, yeah, you guys have been together in many lifetimes as siblings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Hope that helps. Thanks for calling.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Sophie next. Hi, Sophie.
Sophie?
Hi, Sophie. Yes,
hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Terrific.
Well, actually, there's something that could be better, but I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And it's tree pollen season here.
Yeah.
And my sinuses have been rather congested.
Oh.
So I would love to get some help for that.
I'm rinsing them out. Do you have a neti pot or do you have some kind of a sinus rinse that you can use?
Not anymore. I used to do neti pots many years ago. I didn't feel that it did that much for me.
Sinus rinses are good. Even if you get saline and you put it in the palm of your hand and you snip it into your nose and then blow your nose, it's going to help. Two other things that I'm getting, Sophie, is wash your hair. If you've been outside, wash your hair and change your pillowcase every night. Even if you flip it over on the other side, because the pollen from your hair gets on your pillowcase and then you breathe it at night while you're sleeping. So I flushed it out for you. Like if you had, you know, if we were squirting water up your nose. Not a lovely thought. But it rinses it out. This too shall pass. But consider rinsing out your sinuses. I think it's going to help you feel a lot better. And change your pillowcase. Okay, wash your hair. Okay. All right. Feel better.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks for calling. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Novella's next. Hi, Novella.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm from Northern California, before I forget to tell you where I'm from. So anyways, the reason I'm calling is I'm having a issue with my left knee, like a tendon in the back, and I've been wanting to walk, of course, because I'm cooped up. And that knee's been reconstructed, gosh, when I was 15. But it's been getting worse, but I can stand, bend the knee back. It stops. I can walk for a little while longer. It'll kind of cramp up, or not so cramp, but be painful. But now it's radiating in the muscle or the tendon coming up the shin, but not like a sciatic thing. It's different. So I was just wondering if you can figure out anything. I have a great chiropractor. He's been working on it. He can't seem to fix it.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. Right before you said it, it looked like it was your calf was involved. Absolutely. So what I'm watching is I'm watching new fibers get strong, basically. If you imagine the big twisted rope that's used to dock a boat, you know how sometimes those fibers of that rope on the end are kind of frayed, they break a little bit. That's kind of what that tendon looks like. And there are these blue thin lines of energy in that tendon. So I'm watching that get redone, and then I'm watching them get put together. Like if you had a bunch of yarn and you took maybe a piece of masking tape or something and you taped it around it to hold them together, where some of these fibers that are in that tendon where they had frayed, it looked like the tendon wasn't tight. Does that make sense? Like, you know how when you see a stalk of wheat, like in the state seal for California, they've got something holding it together so the top and the bottom kind of go out a little bit.
Yeah.
At the top and the bottom. And so that's what I'm watching happen. This tendon is getting a healing on it. And I get, does it ever feel like it's inflamed? I'm getting to ice it.
Yeah, it feels, well, it's at the back of the knee, and it's funny, if I stand for any length of time, say you're cooking, it will start, and I start limping, so I sit down, but if I bend it back, hold it for a few minutes, it releases, then I can move again. But it doesn't seem to be swollen, but we've been adjusting it, and it hasn't really improved a lot.
I'm seeing you watching TV, Novella, with the back of your knee on a bag of ice with like a kitchen towel on top of it. And so you just your knee on top of it and ice it. I do that for 4 days. So
4 days?
I'm getting at the end of the day. So if you guys are just watching TV at night or something, do you have a footstool or something you can rest your leg on?
Yep.
Yeah, I do that, and I would get a bag of ice and wrap it in a kitchen towel, and then
put it on there.
Let the back of your knee rest on that bag of ice.
That sounds good. And I wanted to let you know that last month I was over in your neck of the woods. We were in Madison. We flew into Huntsville.
Wow.
And we were into Madison. We were supposed, my husband was supposed to start a job April 13th at GE, but they put it on hold. So we're waiting. I may be coming there in a couple months. We're waiting. So,
yeah, they put it on hold. We're not sure what they're going to do, but we're hopeful. And it, even though we were a bit confined to our car and driving around, what a lovely, lovely state.
From what we saw, we drove around like crazy. We really loved it. So what,
it's beautiful.
What
did
I,
it's beautiful.
I thought this can be home. So we're just waiting. So I may tell you, hey, Sweet Home Alabama is me too.
Yeah. If you guys move here, let me know. I'll meet you for lunch or something. We'll hook up on the weekend or something. That would be fun.
I will take you up on that. Thank you for looking at my knee. I appreciate you and what you do. Thank you so much.
Good luck to your husband with that job. Please tell him hello for me.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Novella. Take care. All right. Let's see if we can get one more caller in real fast. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but let's see who we've got left. I think I've gotten everybody that's still on the phone. Shannon, maybe. Shannon, did I get you? Nope. Here you are. Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon.
This is Shannon from Ohio.
Hi, Shannon from Ohio. You got a quick question? I've only got about a minute left.
My uncle, here in the same town, he has hospice. And
okay.
I was just wondering what stage.
What's his name, Shannon?
His name is Jim.
Okay.
Do you want a last name or no?
No, it doesn't matter. I've got a connection into you from you, Jim. He's in phase 7 of 12.
Okay.
Phase 7 of 12. So hopefully that will help you. If you go on my website, AskJulieRyan.com, you'll see all the
graphics. Yes, I have that. Actually, I just got your book.
Great. Oh, thanks. Thanks for getting that. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope it gives you and your family some comfort. So email me, julie@askjulieryan.com, and I can give you an update when you need it about your uncle.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks. Take care.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. Well, that's it for this week. We got a lot of people on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's a lot in an hour. And I appreciate all of you listening. I appreciate those of you that called in. And I hope you all have a great week. And I will talk to you next Thursday. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.